Welcome to the Life V Lifestyle Podcast, and thanks for listening. For those of you new to the show, my name is Donald, and I am your host. Life V Lifestyle is a podcast for us coming-of-age Gen Zers and busy millennials. This podcast was created after the realization that we spend most of our time trying to maximize essentially two things, our lives and our lifestyles. However, in pursuit of making the most of both, we sometimes end up not making the most of either. Life V Lifestyle is a podcast dedicated to helping you live both a fulfilling life and lifestyle. You will hear me dive into these two things, talking with guests on topics like work-life balance, personal financing, personal development, and so much more. I will also be sharing personal tips and insight that has worked for me. Welcome to Life V Lifestyle. Thanks again for listening, and stay tuned. Welcome back to the Life V Lifestyle Podcast. I am Donald, your host, and today we are talking about the different forms of income streams. Now, I truly believe that the true path toward financial independence comes with creating multiple income streams. These streams will ultimately need to be passive and scalable in order for us to truly reach our financial independence. I found that there are five main forms of income. I am sure that there are some that I've missed, but understanding these forms and how you can tap into them to create more income for yourself is so important to understand. At a young age, it's even powerful because we have time on our side. We just need to take advantage of it and take action. Now, the first form of income is earned income. Earned income is the money that we earn by doing something. This is most commonly known to us as our job. It's the hourly wage or salary that we get for working. Now, with earned income, this is where we are putting the most stress usually on our life and lifestyle because we are trading our time for money. And so, if we are trading our time for money, that means the more hours we work, the less time we have to spend with those that we are probably working to make that money for. And so earned income is also the worst form of income for the reasons I just stated, because you have to literally give your time for money. And so if we want to create a better balance between our life and our lifestyle and find ways to maximize them, then we have to find a way to make sure that we mitigate the amount of time that we are exchanging for money while also getting that same amount of money or more. And the goal is always, you know, usually more. Now, the second form of income is profit income. Now, profit income is the money that we earn by selling something for more than it costs us to make. Think of a business selling a good for a profit. Now, this is the typical entrepreneur that we all think of. It is someone who creates a good and then sells it for a higher price. This is by far one of the hardest and most riskiest forms of income because it does take both time and investment. And depending on someone's level of responsibility, for example, if they have kids or just people depending on them, then it will be harder for someone in that type of circumstance to take a risk and try to create a type of profit income. But this area also takes a lot of upfront time and commitment. However, with consistent growth, this can turn into a passive income stream for someone once you employ managers and workers to run the day-to-day operations. So it shouldn't completely be overlooked. It just takes time, commitment, and proper planning to make this type of income becomes something sustainable and long-term that doesn't take away from your life and lifestyle balance. Now, the third form of income is interest income. Now, this is the money that you get for putting your money in the bank. So each month you get paid a percentage on the amount that is in your bank. Right now, interest rates are pretty low, given that 2020 has been a hectic year for lack of a better phrase, but there are still plenty of ways that you can earn some type of interest income. For example, if you have some of your money in an online bank, they historically give higher rates than regular brick and mortar banks. Interest income is definitely a form of income that you can start looking into today and seeing how it can work for you. Now, it won't make you wealthy in 5 years, but it will help you in your journey towards that goal. Because the earlier you start, the more time you have on your side. And when we're talking about interest income, that is extremely important because of something called compounding interest, which Matt touched on in the asset accumulation episode last week. And so compounding interest in very base terms helps your money grow even faster. And interest income is truly a passive income method because once you put money in the bank, there's nothing that you have to do after that. You can, of course, keep adding money to the account, maybe setting up automatic transfers, but you don't have to keep consciously focusing on it. So it truly becomes passive in nature. The fourth form of income is dividend income. Now, dividend income is like interest income, except you are now a shareholder of a company. And with dividend income, you are getting paid for the shares of a company that you own. So when you hear about people saying to invest in the stock market and good blue chip companies that pays good dividends, then you are hearing people tell you to focus on ways to improve your dividend income. If you have not been hearing people talk about any of this, then it's time for you to start doing your own research and start acquiring that knowledge yourself. This podcast is a great place to start, and there are many other resources out there as well. And so the fifth and final form of income is rental income. Now, rental income is where you own rental properties. You have tenants and get paid by those tenants for living on your properties. This is something that can honestly really never go out of style because people always have to have somewhere to lay their head safely. So this is a pretty hard space to get into at a younger age because it does require some large upfront capital. However, there are ways to invest in real estate funds and things like that to maybe acquire some type of dividend income or something adjacent to that. But rental income is definitely a great form of income once you get to that level in your life where you have the capacity and the capability to start kind of setting up that foundation to make that a lasting stream of income for yourself. And so that is the last form of income that I have for you today. And with that, thanks for staying until the end of today's episode. As a teaser for what is next, I will be discussing these forms of income further, but focusing on active versus passive income. And so if you don't know what these are, be sure to subscribe to the podcast because I will go in depth into them. I realize that most of us don't have the capital to start investing in real estate, nor do we have the capital to start investing big in the market, but we can start from somewhere. You can start from somewhere. It just takes due diligence, forward thinking, and grit. And so I want to help bring that information to you all and kind of just give everyone this information and help us all improve that life and that lifestyle and help us get to that point that we want to be in life. Help us reach that prime level. I think it's extremely important. And so now, with all that said, I want you to think of a form of income that you believe you can start working towards creating within the next year. Yes, within the next year. Envision what it would look like, all right? And how it would affect your life. Now, share that idea with the Life of Your Lifestyle community. Share your idea on Twitter with the hashtag LifeVLifestyle. So, Life, V as in Victor, lifestyle, all together, no space. Now, if you don't have Twitter, you can go over to podchaser.com/lifevlifestyle and leave a review with your income idea there. You can also leave a review on Apple iTunes if you have an iTunes account. Now, sharing your goals with others can increase your likelihood of them happening. So this is the reason why I want you to do this. So share your thoughts, share this podcast, and give others a chance to help you out. You never know who might be able to help you along your journey. This podcast is all about sharing information necessary to help us all reach our prime level. And so that's all for today. To all of you listening, of course, again, be sure to subscribe to the Life V Lifestyle podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you can get immediate alerts when new episodes are released. Also, be sure to leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. If you have any topic ideas about what you would like to hear next, go to podchaser.com/lifevlifestyle and leave a review with your ideas. Or you can just hit me up on Twitter @lifevlifestyle. As always, I wish you much success in your Life V Lifestyle journey. Till next time.